Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown artists' third biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. This half hour, we'll hear from the Spinners, the Marillettes, Mary Wells, Stevie Wonder, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, and the Commodores, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists' third biggest hit.
Give it. with Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Memory from Mary Wells, The One Who Really Loves You, and then reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1962. Before that, The Marvelettes and Don't Mess With Bill, number 7 from 1966. And we started this set with The Spinners, known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, and that was Working My Way Back to You, / Forgive Me, and that reached number 2 in 1979 on the Atlantic record label. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's third biggest hit, including all of the record labels that they recorded on.
Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from the artist known at that time as Little Stevie Wonder, Fingertips from 1963. Well, Fingertips was written and composed by Stevie Wonder's mentors, Clarence Paul and Henry Crosby. It was originally a jazz instrumental recorded for Stevie's first studio album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie Wonder. Well, the live version of this song that's coming up was recorded in June of 1962 during a Motown Revue performance at the Regal Theater in Chicago. Containing only a few stanzas of lyrics, Fingertips is essentially an instrumental piece meant to showcase Stevie's talents on the bongos and the harmonica. Well, the song ran long, so it was broken up on the 45 as part 1 and part 2. Well, the edit point that begins part 2 of Fingertips is when Stevie shouts, "Everyone say yay," initiating a call and response exchange with the audience. Well, after a couple of sung verses, each followed by a bit of Stevie's harmonica playing, Stevie appears to bring things to a conclusion if you listen to the record. On the night of the recording, Stevie, as usual, started to leave the stage and the band went into an exit music. However, he unexpectedly changed his mind, returning to sing the goodbye encore. Well, the other musicians were caught short, and the bass players had changed over to prepare for the next act on the bill, which was Mary Wells. Well, as Stevie moves into his impromptu encore, the new bass player, a fellow by the name of Larry Moses, can be heard in the recording yelling out, "What key, what key?" Well, here is Stevie Wonder and Fingertips, right here on Motown.
Everybody say yes! Yes! Say yes! Yes! Say yes! 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 Yeah! Yes! Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you. for you. And these arms, these arms, these arms, darling, don't hold you once again. The hurt's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, no, baby. You made a promise to me, yeah.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars with their third biggest hit, These Eyes, and they reached number 16 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1969, and we started with Stevie Wonder and Fingertips, number one from 1963. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's third biggest hit, including all of the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, another smash hit, this time from the Supremes, and Come See About Me, right here on Motown.
I'm lonely
for you.
Smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't wash away the fear that you never ever gonna return. To ease the fire that within me burns, it keeps me crying, baby, for you. Keeps me sighing, baby, for you. So won't you hurry?
See
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
He was a friend of mine, and he could sing a song. His heart in every line. Marvin, Marvin, sang of the joy and pain. He opened up our minds, and I still can hear him say, oh, talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Say you will sing your song forevermore, evermore. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
Commodores with their third biggest hit, Night Shift, and then reached number three in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1985, and that song was a tribute to both Marvin Gaye and Jackie Wilson. Before that, Marvin Gaye's number one smash hit from 1977, Got to Give It Up, Part 1. That was his last Motown song, and was recorded at the London Palladium. And we started with the Supremes and Come See About Me, number one from 1964. That was the third of five number one songs in a row. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this half hour, we featured Motown artists' third biggest hit, including all of the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up after the break, we'll continue to feature Motown artists' third biggest hit, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.